Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Focus Group podcast. I'm Sarah Longwell, publisher of The Bulwark. And today, we've got kind of a weird one for you. So you may have noticed that some of the Bulwark employees have been down for the count. Several of us got COVID. JVL, Tim and I, all out of service this last week. And as a result, I wasn't able to tape this week's episode with Josh Crashour, which I was really looking forward to. He and I are going to have to do it, do a makeup here. But I didn't want to leave you guys hanging without any focus group content today. So I'm taping this on Sunday night. And here's what I was thinking. I sat and I watched the first half of the North Carolina focus group. And, you know, it occurred to me that I often don't, you guys kind of, you know, we always pull out the bits for you guys to listen to, kind of the key, especially the political insights, or, you know, we're doing it topic by topic. And so we're really trying to, you know, pull out the specific clips that relate to that. So today I thought maybe we just let you listen to the first half unfiltered. My colleague Megan was sitting in for me while I was out. I got knocked out for 3 days there. And she has a great conversation with this group from mostly North Carolina. It's seven people, six people from North Carolina, one woman from Alabama. And they're all Trump 2016 and 2020 voters. But, you know, she asked them a lot about what they think about the Republican Party, how they're thinking about politics these days, how they're thinking about the world. And we always start these focus groups the same way, where we ask people, you know, how do you think things are going in the country? We ask them about a number of different politicians, from Mitt Romney to Liz Cheney to Mitch McConnell to Ron DeSantis. And, you know, I thought what we'd do today is just let you hear it unfiltered. There's a great moment where we had asked a group right after Kevin McCarthy, those tapes had kind of blown up, you know, the internet, and they were all over cable TV about him saying he was going to call on Trump to resign. And, you know, a day after that happened, we were doing a focus group with Ohio voters. And, you know, I asked them if they'd heard anything about Kevin McCarthy, and they just stared at me blankly. And you know, when prompted, a couple people said, oh, yeah, I guess. And they just didn't really care about it. And it's one of the reasons I love focus groups, because there are things that we can obsess about on Twitter or in the political world, on cable news. And it is such a stark reminder of how little of it breaks through, sometimes because we're in these incredible media silos, and sometimes just because people do not follow politics all the same way. Lots of people, they're working and they got lives and they're not following this stuff closely. And so a lot of it just doesn't penetrate. And we had a similar moment in this group that you'll hear with Madison Cawthorn, where we've all been seeing all of the things that have been coming out about him. It was interesting to hear the North Carolina people try to recall. They kind of know he's got some issues, but nobody kind of clocked the lacy, whatever it is that those pictures surfaced. You know, that stuff, you know, people think, oh, this is going to destroy him in his district. And you know, talk to a bunch of North Carolina Republicans and they don't know anything about it. And when you prompt them, it's kind of there, but it's certainly not making any difference in how they're thinking about politics. So without further ado, we're going to cheat this week. And I'm just going to let you listen to unfiltered, the first hour of this discussion with this North Carolina group. And we will be back next week with the normal format.
Thanks for making the time for everybody joining today. Everybody here has pretty important primaries coming up for the November midterm elections. So I guess that's why there are quite a few people here from the same areas. But who plans to vote in the upcoming primary, Republican primary in North Carolina and Alabama? Everybody? Okay, great. Yep. Great. And let me see a show of hands. Who voted for Trump in 2016? Everybody. Okay. I want to go around one more time pretty quickly and tell me how you think things are going in the country. I'll start with David.
I think they're going absolutely horrible. I mean, it's unbelievably bad. I work in construction. I work in construction management, and it's impossible to get any kind of materials. It's harder to get any kind of materials. And then we can't get any pricing for materials that they will hold their pricing for. And anything petroleum based is flying off the pricing. It's absurd right now. I'm not that old, but older people are also saying they've never seen anything like this, so it's not going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, what do you think?
It's very similar. I think things are disastrous. I made a comment to somebody the other day that I think this first year since our president's been in office, whoever the next president is, I think it'll take all 4 years to get this first year straightened back out again. And similar to David, when I said I had a part-time job, I drive cars part-time for a car dealership, and we can't get any inventory in either. We get, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 new cars a week in, and by the time they hit the door, 3 or 4 of them are already sold. So it's just supply issues are horrible right now.
Betsy, how about you? What do you think?
I think it's going definitely in the wrong direction. A lot of my retirement accounts are dropping. I've never seen it drop like this. And I don't know what else to say. One of my biggest issues why I voted for Donald Trump to begin with, because of the border situation. And it was being fixed before he left office, and now it's undone. So that's one of my biggest concerns, is the border issue.
Brandon, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm with those guys. Betsy too. I mean, it's just, I'm in transportation, particularly trucks and over the road trucking. We can't get parts. We can't get trucks. We can't get anything done. It's just at a standstill, and the cost of fuel's out of the roof. So that's hurting my customers, and it's just a mess.
Mm-hmm. Susan, how do you think things are going?
Inflation is rampant, and the illegal aliens is rampant. I'm about in tears the way the country is going. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Richard, what do you think?
Yeah, I think everybody's echoing about the same thing. About the only thing different I would add in there that hadn't already been said is, quite frankly, I think we're an embarrassment of the world stage.
James, how do you think things are going?
Yeah, no different than everyone else. I mean, we all see the same stuff at the gas pump, the grocery store, everywhere. There's even my wife's commenting, where's all the groceries, right? So definitely the wrong direction, I think, from like Richard mentioned, from a world stage, from a world point of view as well. I think we've lost all respect from the world. So definitely not the direction that we want to see it go. I think the way that I figured it would go, but not the way we wanted it to go.
Mm-hmm. Everybody here, can you show me your hands if you consider yourself a Republican? We screened for formers, but it sounds like everybody here is a current Republican. I want to talk a little bit about the current Republican Party in general. And I want to go around one more time, and I'll start with David. I'm curious, how do you feel about the direction the party is headed? And how do you feel that it closely most represents you and your values?
I think they're in the right direction. I don't know that they changed a whole lot, but I like their direction. And I think they're gaining lots of momentum because everybody's seeing what a ridiculous, horrible job the Democrats have done. And they're pulling away from the Democrats and sliding over to the Republicans. So I think the Republicans are only getting stronger.
And you said you recently became a Republican. So were you kind of in that boat that you got pulled over a couple of years ago?
You know, I don't know what I was 3 years ago. I mean, I wasn't that into politics a couple of years ago. It took me time to figure out what I was.
Mm-hmm. Had you voted for Democrats at that point?
I guess I don't really know. I mean, I'm in my 40s, but I've been voting for 20 years, but I've never been this involved. And I've actually told my kids this, of like, it used to be, you know, you'd have a Democrat, Republican, wasn't that big of a change or difference between the two. But it seems like the delta between the two is just growing and growing and growing. It's so extreme right now. So I'm more aware of the politics.
Mm-hmm. And so you just follow them a lot closer, I guess.
Yes.
Got it. Aaron, how about you? What do you think of the current party and how does it reflect who you are and what you believe?
Yeah, I don't think the Republican Party's necessarily lost their direction in the last 14 months or whatever. I think they're still, their values, my values are very similar to each other. You know, the upcoming primary, upcoming elections are going to be very interesting to see what happens to where they can gain a little bit more momentum and come out on top. And I think their values will override some of the things that are going on today. But I think it follows what the way I think and the way the Republican Party thinks pretty much matches my opinions.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Betsy? What do you think of the current party?
That's one reason why I switched over. When I first started to vote, I was a Democrat. Everybody was a Democrat. My parents were Democrats. My grandparents were Democrats. I mean, Southerners are usually Democrats. And they used to be for the people, but not so much anymore. So I switched over and said, I'm just voting Republican. I don't like the spending that's going on. I don't like the direction the Democratic Party is going. I don't like cares for the squad too much. And the Republican Party is just more in line in my views, from even a religious standpoint to a, you know, character standpoint of what I think a party should be.
Do you remember what kind of the turning point was where you kind of, I guess, switched over to?
When I got older and wiser. When 18, you're still not there. You know, your font hadn't exactly completely formed, you know. So probably in my 30s, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I guess I'm wondering if there was like a candidate or a race and then you didn't look back.
I want to think in 2012 when I voted for Mitt Romney. That's probably when it started to transform from the Jimmy Carter era. I don't think that was old. I didn't vote for that. I didn't even vote for Reagan, so I didn't even vote then. Unfortunately, I was in college, and so now I think that was the 2012 election. Yeah, because I did not vote for Obama both times. So.
Can I get a show of hands? Who else voted Romney 2012? That's a good
question. I don't remember.
Oh my gosh. Who doesn't remember? Aaron doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
Susan, Brandon, David.
Who else ran?
It was between Romney and Obama.
It was at the bottom.
I would have voted for Romney.
Okay.
I would have voted for Romney.
That's different now, though.
Multiple Romney voters. I see. Okay. Brandon, how about you? Tell me what you think about the current.
Yeah, I mean, they're in line with, you know, my beliefs. We just got to take control of it again. And that's, I'm scared of is not getting it back for another 4 years. You know, that's the biggest thing to me.
How about you, Susan?
They're right where I did. What's that?
Oh, no.
It's a disaster.
Okay.
I definitely hope that we can get back. And I've been a Republican off and on. Usually I vote for the candidate instead of the party. So, you know, it depends on who's running.
Mm-hmm. But you identify with the current party and the direction.
Oh,
it's like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
How about you, Richard?
Same thing. I mean, I guess by the time it gets around to everybody, a lot of things have been said, but I am definitely Republican, always voted Republican. I'm like, I think it was Betsy. I was in school when Reagan was in, but if I could have voted for Reagan, I would have voted for Reagan. But to me, it's just automatic. The only thing different I would add, just trying to think of something different, is in North Carolina, there's too many Republicans going after the other Republican, and then it's going to break down the vote and cause us to lose the vote. So I just wish everybody get on one boat and go forward. But, Trump's came here. He's made his desires known. And, you know, I think those of us that have experienced one candidate in that Republican race would not go back to that candidate. And that would follow suit. Best way I can say it would follow suit to Trump's wishes and desires.
Mm. Who are you speaking about?
McCrory.
McCrory. Yeah.
That's not where I'm voting this time. Those of us from Charlotte know him from Charlotte that's been there for a long time. He was a good mayor. Don't know how much I appreciated his governor.
Not very.
I wanted to get to all the about the races in 22, and I want to talk about McCrory. So, so that's helpful. James, what do you think about the party?
I think they're led for the most part. I mean, there's some who are a little more conservative, fiscally conservative, and I guess you could say religiously conservative, that I align more so with. I think there's some that are trying to walk that line to not make anybody mad. But I think for the most part, they definitely align more than the Democratic Party. And sometimes I lean a little more libertarian in some areas, which, you know, throws a little bit of a wrench in my voting. But I think for the most part, they definitely align more so than much more so than the Democratic Party.
Aaron brought this up and said how he doesn't think he's seen a change in the party since Trump left office. Does anybody feel like they've seen a change in the party?
I do.
How?
In that they have seen, other people have seen what he was doing was working and was a good thing. And they're getting more on board with him, with the American First thing, and thinking that it's not a bad thing to put America first. And why are we, you know, funding all this stuff overseas and not, you know, getting compensated for it? And seeing the ridiculousness that Trump looked at it as a businessman and said, this is just baloney.
So you think the only real change is that other candidates and people in the party have gotten more aligned with Trump and his platform and his messages? Yeah. And does anybody else disagree with that? Yeah. Agree. I want to ask you guys about some labels that Republicans get a lot. When I say MAGA Republican, what do you think of?
Trump.
Pro-Trump.
Trumpster.
Trump.
Trump battling his Trump ways, you know.
Red hat.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And do you think it has a positive or negative connotation?
Positive.
Yeah.
It's positive for Republicans. It might not
be. Say it depends who's looking at it.
Besides Trump, when you hear if somebody's labeled as being MAGA or a MAGA Republican, does anybody else come to mind? Any other people in the party?
Probably Ron DeSantis.
Your
first thought's Trump, though.
Yeah.
What about when I say Rhino? Does anyone not know what that means?
I don't think I do.
And does anybody know what it means?
Republican in name only. Never on me. Never on me.
You're skipping ahead to my question. So anybody besides Romney? No. Is anybody besides Romney come to mind when you hear a Republican in name only?
Lindsey Graham.
Lindsey Graham.
I say not me in particularly, but just people that are, say, they're Republican, but they're not strong enough to stand up and support openly and proudly the Republican values.
Mm-hmm. I want to go around again, and I'm going to switch it up this time because we can't be leaving Richard in the back every time. but it's just so... everybody here voted for Romney, even if you don't remember, you voted for Romney. And so I want you to kind of talk to me about how, why you think of him differently or why he wouldn't get your vote again. And I'll start with James.
I think back then it was more of a vote against Obama than it was a vote for Romney, in my case. Romney now has taken some stances that are a little further to the left of the party, a little more moderate than what I would like to see. And so for that reason, he's not the Republican that I would want to model myself or my candidate after.
Got it. How about you, Richard?
I agree. He's more Democrat than he is Republican in my book. Back in 2012, I actually got to see him in 2011, prior to, and he actually went to Mooresville right outside of Charlotte. And, you know, his talk and walk at that time sounded different than what it turned out to be after the fact. But yeah, he's not somebody I could vote for again.
Okay. How do you think about it, Susan?
I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. I just voted against Obama, and I'm not sure, you know, exactly what the platform was. I know since Trump became available, I've been really pro Trump because I really believe in Make America Great Again.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any thoughts on who Romney is now?
I haven't kept up with him.
Okay. Brandon, what about you?
Yeah, same thing. I was more anti-Obama. Really didn't have a lot to do with Romney. But like everyone else has said, I mean, he's gone further away from where I stand.
Mm-hmm. Betsy.
My vote for Romney was not so much against Obama. I just didn't think Obama had the experience to run. Just 2 years in Congress or whatever. And I don't trust Mitt Romney now like I did before, since he's so against some of the core values that Trump brought in to Making America Great Again, the pipeline and things like that, that we don't have anymore. We're not oil independent anymore. So that's is a trust thing for me now. He's shown his ways. He's, you know, in the past 10 years, not to be somebody to trust. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Aaron? Didn't remember you voted for him, but.
Well, I didn't, but, and here's the thing. Susan said early on today about how she's always voted for the candidate, not necessarily the party. You know, my first probably 15 to 20 years of voting, I was just voting Republican. I'd walk in and push the Republican button. So everybody that was Republican got my vote. I really didn't take the time to really investigate and learn about the candidate, what they stood for. I just knew I was a Republican. And I thought that's the way the country should be run. You know, once Trump came along, to me, not only is he Republican and I followed his values, but he made politics a little more exciting for me. So I started to learn, although I have not yet for the primaries for North Carolina yet, but I started to take the time to learn a little bit more about the candidate. So I was not voting for Romney. I was not voting against Obama. I was just voting Republican.
Voting for the party. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm seeing a lot of people nodding along, and Betsy's kind of showed her cards here that she's voted Dem before. Who else has voted for a Democrat for president? Hands.
How long ago?
For any time, even in the early days. Okay. And is everybody else down? Well, and James, I know you, did you vote third party libertarian sometimes?
Not in presidential election, no, but in local races or Senate races.
Mm-hmm. So David, Brandon, Richard, are you guys like Aaron, down ballot Republicans?
I've been in the past, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so Aaron, when we talk about Romney now, what makes you not interested?
Because I don't think he does follow the objectives of the other Republicans that I, from what I know of the other Republicans, he's nowhere near on the same track.
Got it. David, tell me how you think about it.
I don't think he's a strong, staunch Republican. I think he is more likely to cater to side and be bullied by like maybe the squad, where he's not going to stand up and just say, this is me, this is what I stand for. This is what we stand for as Republicans. I just don't think he's a strong leader.
Mm-hmm. A few people brought up the wall, but what were you guys hoping Trump would accomplish in his second term? What were you looking forward to?
I'd love for him to come back, finish the wall, you know, pull us out of this recession that we will be in by then. Make America strong, deal with this stuff with Russia. Everything that this had been repeated time and time again.
Yeah, keep the economy going like it was and flying and moving in the right direction, making those business decisions that need to be made. That's what's killing us now. It's just we spend on crap. I mean, you know, just that, I think it's just throwing away the money.
I'm not sure there'll be as many. I'm sure there would be new initiatives that would come around if he had gotten a second term, but definitely, like Brandon just said, continue what he had built over 4 years, and you know, we'd still be in the same shape we were in 6, 7, 8 years ago, or 4, 5, 6 years ago.
I don't think that Putin would have invaded Ukraine if Trump was around. I think he was afraid of Trump. You know, he wouldn't have crossed that line. And you wouldn't have the people pouring into this country as they already out the border if you had Trump, because they was making them wait in Mexico for their hearings, their Stalin hearings, which is the way it's supposed to be. You're supposed to go to the country that's next to you to claim asylum, not trek all the way up to the United States here. I mean, think the Ukrainians that are leaving, they're going to Poland, which is the next country over. That's the right way to go, you know.
I've heard this in a lot of other focus groups, actually, that a lot of people think that Putin either wouldn't have invaded with Trump in office, or I've kind of heard it two different ways, wouldn't have invaded with Trump in office, and also was waiting for somebody like Biden in office before he would invade. You guys agree with that? Yeah.
Somebody
absolutely.
Somebody run over.
You know, Biden's been in office almost about 2 years now. Trump's been out, but he's still been around. What would you guys like to see him do next? What, you know, do you want him to have a role in the party? Do you want him to stay in politics? Do you want him to, he's got a lot of media and social media ventures. Do you think that's helpful?
I'd like to see him run again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Show of hands for who would like to see him run again.
I don't know that he would, but yeah, I'd like to see it. In fact, I was coming back from the coast a couple of weekends ago, and I saw a bumper sticker on the back of a car that said Trump DeSantis 2024. And I got a big kick out of it.
Yeah. And he's already said he's not going to have his former, who was his vice president?
Pence.
He said he wasn't going to have Pence. He's upset with Pence. That's so. But now, in fact, I've seen bumper stickers that say, miss me yet?
Yeah.
Who here likes Pence?
You know, I kind of liked him. I didn't see anything wrong with him, but you know, I don't have anything against him. So he was, I think he kind of kept Trump a little calmer, maybe, you know, so I don't know.
Who said they were neutral on him?
Aaron, I'm pretty neutral on him.
Yeah.
What if, I mean, Trump has mentioned, like floated it out, he might run again. Pence has definitely mentioned he wants to run for president, not vice president. Who would consider Pence for president?
It depends if the other candidate is what we got currently, it would have to be a yes.
Yeah.
I mean, like even in a Republican primary.
Oh, that's what I thought you meant in the primary.
Yeah, but he's somebody that you would.
It just depends on who you get in the primary. Yeah. He wouldn't be my first choice up front.
No. And it seems like he, you know, even with the vice president, he was just kind of in the background. So I don't know if he has that. I mean, he's got the leadership, but we just didn't see it, maybe. But or if he has that leadership quality to push through like Trump. I mean, Trump's that personality is, you know, go out and get him versus, you know, you still need that counterpart that's maybe going to be the quiet one there. And that's what I see from Pence. So, I mean, like I said, I'm more with Aaron on the neutral side with him.
Who else do you guys like? Who would you, else would you want to see kind of throw the hat in the ring for 2024?
I like Nikki Haley. I like Condoleezza Rice. She's interesting. There's one more, Marco Rubio, a little interesting to me.
Any other Nikki Haley fans? Show of hands for Nikki Haley.
I like her.
Yeah. What about Rubio?
I mean,
from things I've heard.
Mm-hmm. What about you guys brought DeSantis up earlier? What do you guys think of him?
I like him. I really do.
Yeah, I think
very strong.
Definitely grown in popularity through the through the COVID issue.
Not as brash as Trump is, but he's very strong. And if you notice that a lot of the Republican governors in the states, they're very well during the pandemic. The Democrats, not so much. Mm-hmm. You know, we were in shutdowns longer, and you know, things like that. And they just, you know, they want to be tyrants over their states. These Democrats do. The Republicans want everybody to be free, you know, and that's what we want is freedom.
Yeah.
Anybody else come to mind you'd like to see run?
Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Any other Abbott fans? That is a good one. I don't hear that very much. What about, do you guys know who Tim Scott is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Any Tim Scott fans?
Yeah.
What about Pompeo? He was in the administration. Any fans? He wants to run also. What about Chris Christie?
Oh, no, not him. Uh-uh.
Any Chris Christie fans?
While back I was, not so much now.
And what made you out on Christie?
I'm sorry?
What made you used to like him, now you don't?
Well, I thought he was a pretty strong candidate years ago. I just don't think so much now. I don't know what's turned me off on him yet. But something has. It hadn't quite triggered yet. But you don't hear as much about him anymore as you used to hear about him when he was a governor in New Jersey, which I thought he was a pretty good governor.
I did too. I was with you.
And I would have voted for him back then, you know, if he wanted to run. So, but then the Trump came in, and I think Trump's a little stronger.
Mm-hmm. And same for you, Brandon. Liked him as a governor, but not sure.
Yeah, and I don't remember what it was.
But I do like governors to run because they balance budgets.
Let's see. Well, we have so many North Carolina people here. Is anybody in Madison Cawthorn's district? Show of hands. Anybody? Yeah. Do you guys show of hands if you don't know who he is? Madison Cawthorn. Okay. Does anybody like him? What do you guys think of him?
I think he's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a pretty good guy. Just needs to leave his guns at home when he goes to the airport.
Well, I think
the
government are trying to take care of him. Yeah, there's some explanations behind that, too.
I like the guy, but it seems like the press around here is trying to crucify him right now.
Mm-hmm.
He can't walk straight line right now.
Oh, yeah? What are they saying about him in North Carolina?
Well, the primary thing is his gun. Oh, and then apparently he had a gun previously in another state. But, yeah.
And he's got some insider trading issues going on right now, too.
Yeah, wow. That came up, yeah.
He had a speeding ticket in Cleveland County, North Carolina, as well, recently, that they plastered all over the front page.
Yes.
So they're not going to allow him to get too far ahead of anybody.
Did you see any photos that were released of him this last week? Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you fill everybody in what they were?
There's a woman with the cryptocurrency and looking at whether or not, like Betsy said about the inside training thing, about when he got certain things.
I was talking about a different photo. Betsy, do you know what I mean?
I saw the one in right after the gun issue where he was back in Washington. Going up in his wheelchair. That's the one I saw of him, avoiding, you know, questions from the press that was trying to chase him.
Did anybody see any photos of him this past week in women's lingerie?
The vacation photo or something like that? WBT, the radio station here, was plastering that on Monday, talking about that. But I listened to the program for about an hour and a half, and most people said that's not enough to keep them from turning against him, that, you know, he was just being goofy or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you guys, does that, you know, kind of turn how you think about him? Or do you just think it was, he said he was on a cruise, on vacation, like Richard said.
What was the photo of?
He was in ladies' lingerie.
Oh, ooh.
Well, and fair enough. He was playing five or something. he hasn't quite matured yet, maybe. I don't know. Or boys will be boys. I don't know, because I didn't see it. And
it's not a good look.
I mean, it's not. I heard. Do you guys think Trump could win in 24?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think he could. Yes. I mean, but I, now I've also heard a friend of mine, we were talking about it, and he said, well, you know, we had our Trump for 4 years. He did a great job. He said, I don't know that I would vote for him again. So I think there are people out there that agree he did a good job, but they're not so sure that he'd be right for four more years. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying I feel that way. I don't, but there are people out there, I believe, that would say that.
Did he say why? Is it because he thought he did a good job, but any idea why?
Well, I mean, on a personal note, the man could be a jerk. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, that gained people's respect as well. So he didn't specifically say why.
Right. But your impression is that maybe his personality turned people off too much, even though he did good things for the country.
Correct.
David found the photos. David, just drop them into the group chat, can you?
I haven't followed the link, but I've got the link.
I piqued everybody's interest here. I think everybody will be Googling it before the end of the night. So I'm just curious too, not for president. I'm just thinking of, is there anybody else that maybe you wouldn't like for president, but they're leaders in the party and you like them and would like to see more of them, to have them take a stronger role? Does anybody come to mind?
I think some of the names that some of the folks have already thrown out for president would also make good, you know, in other positions as well. So even if they don't make president, maybe we'd still get them in a leadership role.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of Kevin McCarthy? Does anybody not know who Kevin McCarthy is?
Yeah,
I know. I don't know anything about him, but I know who he is.
California, named California.
Mm-hmm. He's the Republican leader, House minority leader. He's from California. What do you guys think about him? Any thoughts?
I think you're good. Mm-hmm.
What do you like about him?
I like his policies and he stands up for the Republicans and he's doing all that in a ridiculous Democratic state. He's not, you know, scared to do that there.
Did anybody see anything about McCarthy in the news this week or hear anything about him? Show of hands.
Yes, I did. I did, but I can't remember. Oh, I know what it is now. Yeah, those emails about the insurrection, January 6th or something. Tape phone conversations.
Is anybody else, because it's jogging their memory, anybody else heard about this? If not,
I heard.
You have. So there were some leaked tapes of him immediately following January 6th, saying that he was going to talk to President Trump about resigning. Does that change anybody's mind of how they think about McCarthy?
And to me, it wouldn't put him at the top of the list of Republicans. It would just put him up in the middle of the list. You know, I mean, I think a little bit less of him for that.
So maybe you wouldn't want to see him in that leadership role he has now?
Correct.
Because they're saying he's really going to push for Speaker of the House, you know, if the House turns red again. Is that something you guys would like to see? Or knowing this about him, you would maybe want somebody else?
I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay with any kind of Republican.
Mm-hmm. And I think in the end with him, you know, he told that story, which I was on tape, I don't know. But then he did revert back and did have Trump's back. I will say that makes him different than Pence, who turned on him and kept running on him, running over him, I guess I should say. But yeah, that, you know, I don't know if that was more than just change of mind, heart of what he should and shouldn't do. That's the way I took it.
That's an important note from Richard, that, you know, Trump, of course, was asked about it and he said he forgives him, no hard feelings. So did that make anybody feel a little stronger about McCarthy?
For me.
Did it not change anyone's mind?
It does with me, because I think if he was really out to hurt Trump, Trump knew it, Trump would not befriend him.
Perfect. But yeah, Trump's not gonna bullshit you. He's gonna let you know where it's at and go on.
I want to go around quickly, and I'm curious your impressions of Mitch McConnell. I'll start with David. What do you think of McConnell?
It drives me nuts for this slow draw. That alone just drives me bonkers. And I think he is too middle of the road, too established. He's not going to rock the boat. He's not going to go out on the limb. He's going to, you know, do what protects himself, just like a typical traditional Democrat or Republican, just a politician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you say he's too establishment, what do you mean?
You know, that you're always worried about your appearance. You're always worried about, you know, getting reelected. You're always, you know, you're in there for life. You're not in there, you know, make your bones and change stuff. You know, he's been in there too long and you kind of just get comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, what do you think about it?
Well, comfortable is a great word, David. I think he does feel comfortable. But my thoughts are that the few times I've actually heard him ask a direct question, he is a true politician because he really doesn't give you a definitive answer. He's he's a little wishy-washy. I mean, he'll answer the question. He just, it's not a concrete, this is what I truly think.
I think he's seen better days. I think he's getting, he just needs to retire. Yeah, you know, he's kind of like a Nancy Pelosi on the other side. I like him. I think he's fine, but he's old school. We need somebody like, who's the doctor?
Rand Paul.
Yes, in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see him.
Fans for Rand Paul fans. We didn't ask about Rand Paul. Sure, James, Mike, quasi-libertarian, probably familiar with the polls. Brandon, what do you think of McConnell?
Same thing, just an old politician that's time to, has seen better days, time to go.
Susan, any thoughts on McConnell?
Just the same thing that's already been said. He's just a politician.
Mm-hmm. Richard?
Yeah, not a fan. He's okay, but I think somebody described somebody as wishy-washy earlier. I think he's a little wishy-washy depending on which side of the fence he thinks things are going to land on.
And James, how about you?
Yeah, I would agree. I think he dropped the ball on some of Trump's ideas and pushed some things through that he could have got through when we had the opportunity. So he kind of lost my taste for him after that a little bit. So,
is there anybody in the party in Congress or just kind of in the national chatter that you think it's too extreme, too over the top?
I mean, I'd probably say Trump was the furthest out there, but I don't think that that's a bad thing. Because he's not afraid to be the furthest out there. Everybody else is more a little bit reserved because they need to continue to be a politician. And Trump's got enough money and enough whatever. He doesn't need to be a politician. He's doing this by choice.
Betsy brought up on the left has the squad. You know, they're this like little contingent that breaks ranks with the party. So I was just curious if you think there's anybody that is kind of like that on the Republican side.
Oh, yeah. We had already been talking about him. The one he ran in 2012. I'm sorry, my brain's
Romney.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, yeah. So Romney.
Yeah.
And what do you guys think? Liz Cheney, you guys know much about
her? Oh, yes. Another one.
Any fans?
No.
We talked about, of course, we've been talking about Trump, talked about Romney. I want to go back a little further in time here. What do you guys think of the Bushes? The Bush family?
Yeah.
Any other fans of the Bushes?
Yeah.
I think they're well respected. I think they're well respected in office. Mm-hmm. So I think to this day, the Bush family is still pretty well respected.
Anybody not crazy about the Bushes, Bush family? Okay. Let me
end that. Mark Robinson, also, you know, in North Carolina.
Oh, sure. Who thinks that Joe Biden won the 2020 election? Nobody.
He won it. He lost it in North Carolina, though.
Yeah.
But do you think that there was fraud and it was stolen? Show of hands.
Yeah,
I'm going to give it a hand mark.
Brandon, what do you think about it?
I don't know. I mean, it's such, you don't know what to believe, what's right, what's wrong on that whole side of it. So it's hard to, I mean, I say yes, it was stolen, but I don't know. I can't, you know, I mean, with all the, we have to go back and forth. Who did this? Who did that? Especially on the flip side, it's so hard to know what's right. I don't know.
Betsy, you gave me kind of a half on it. What do you think?
Well, I think there was some hanky-panky that went on, for sure. But was it enough to overturn? You know, that's a tough to be there. I don't like this mail-in ballot stuff. I think you should have voter ID when you go to the polls. You have to have voter ID and a birth certificate when you register to vote in North Carolina. So what's wrong with showing my ID and proving that I'm the person coming to vote? It's hard to say. I think maybe some of us might be a little disappointed that Trump didn't get reelected. So maybe this is the reaction that we're having. It was stolen, but I don't think there's enough proof quite yet. And this administration is not willing to go back and investigate that. So it's kind of a done deal. So we have to move forward and hopefully prevent some of the election fraud.
So probably some fraud definitely in the election, but not sure if there's enough to tip the scales.
Tip the scale.
Anybody else, is that kind of more how they think about it?
I agree. Yep.
That's how Aaron thinks about it.
I think you had a lot of ballots that showed up and a lot of double and triple and quadruple people voting to prove there was fraud. But and some of the rule changes at the end that people allowed that seemed a little underhanded. I think things got made to fit. Whether or not, like Betsy said, that would have been enough to change the outcome, I don't know. But it certainly... it certainly was hanky-panky. I think they showed Atlanta where they had the boxes and stuff and they were concealing and not letting people in to observe the voting, vote count.
Under the table and everything?
Yeah, those boxes, it just seemingly didn't matter. So, I don't know. I didn't like it. But I agree with Betsy. There needs to be a voter ID card. You gotta have ID to drive down the road.
Well, it just makes it too easy. When you have like early voting, you can go to any precinct you want to go to. If I had a dead neighbor, I can show up at one precinct, like the library, and then go to another one and pretend to be somebody else. I mean, all they ask you for is your name and your address. That's it. You know, but now if you just voted on election day, you have to go to your precinct, but if you early vote, you know, I go from one precinct to another.
You said you saw some news where you had seen the ballot, and then David, you said you saw it too. Where did you guys see that? Do you remember?
Probably Fox News at the time, but I can't swear to that, but it was the news channels literally showing themselves in the arena at, I think it was Atlanta, the one I'm specifically talking about, and trying to get in, but they wouldn't let them in. And then they were late at times, and then they were doing the boxes, and then all of a sudden the boxes aren't there.
Yeah.
They sent employees home early and some stayed late after hours, and they blocked some of the windows so you couldn't see in.
Susan, how do you think about the election results?
I think there was some fraud going on, but how much of it can you prove? You can't prove any of it.
They can
prove the ones where there's dead people voting. Those can be easy to prove.
Yeah.
James, go ahead. What do you think?
No, I think obviously there was some evidence that, we can obviously, I think, prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, there was some stuff that went on that was very questionable. But also as a human, I could look and see the lack of excitement going into the voting time frame. And there was zero excitement on the person that won. And I was in a crowd with over 20,000 people in Gaston County, North Carolina, to watch a Trump rally. I mean, it's just, human nature says this person, people are excited about this person, people are not excited about the other person who won. How did they make up a 6 million vote different or whatever it was? I mean, there's just no way that really happened, is my opinion. But again, how do you prove it, and how do you, yeah. You can't, at this point, you can't.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Trump's still talking about the 2020 election being stolen, and some states are still going through doing audits, counting everything. Do you think that's worthwhile at this point? Do you like to see that they're going back to do that, or do you think it's time to move on?
Move on.
Water under the bridge.
Yeah, move on.
I'll take a little bit of a different stance.
Yeah, let's hear it.
You know, we're not going to pull Biden out and plug Trump into office if something comes up, but I do think
that's right.
If we could prove that there was fraud, that will push some voting laws to change. I said you must have voter ID, you must have XYZ to vote. That would be the outcome that I would vote for if fraud is proven.
Yeah, I like that because that's a positive outcome out of it. Like you say, we're not, there's changes that need to be made so it doesn't happen again.
Right.
That's a fantastic point, James. I mean, that would be a great outcome if they found something. But if they do stop looking for something, my question would be, how can we still get voter laws changed?
Right.
That is critical in this country. I think we've already proven that.
Did the way all of that went down in the aftermath of the election make you have more or less trust in our system?
For me, it was way, way less trust.
So
that's for sure.
So everybody here raised their hands on wanting to vote, you know, in the primaries and the general, and everybody's going to get out there. So I guess I'm kind of curious if you have lost some trust in the system, where does your motivation come from to get out there and keep voting?
If you don't vote, you can't complain.
Yes, it's good. Yeah, it's like the lottery. You got to play to win.
You
have to get out there and vote. It's a right in this country. You don't just give that up. You still get out there and vote.
Yep. And the only way to make the change that's needed is to vote and pray.
Great. Got a lot of people going with you.
Okay. Well, we still have another hour to go. Why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you have it, an hour of unfiltered focus group conversation. I hope that was easy enough to follow. I know there's some questions where we're asking people to raise hands and you guys can't see it. It's hard to cover that on the podcast the same way. But I still think sometimes there's no substitute for just hearing in an unfiltered way how people think about these issues. It's the reason I love doing focus groups. We will be back next week, like I said, with the regular format. Thanks so much for bearing with the Bulwark staff as we all recover. And I'll look forward to seeing you guys again next week. Take care.